CliffCentral.com.
Darren Hampton, who joins us now. Hey, Darren, how are you doing, man?
How are you, Gareth?
I'm good. Let me add you. Don't do anything there. There we go. Darren is with Nando's, and I wanted to talk to you because, you know, Nando's has been a part of our burning platform now for almost 7 years. We've been involved with you guys. You do incredible work. And I do want to just reflect briefly on the fact that Nando's may have the most incredible advertising, and people do love your advertising, but you also do amazing, amazing things. I mean, you've got art in every one of your stores across the country that is designed by local designers. You support unbelievably good causes. Your own people, that the Nandokas, as you call them, are all absolutely devoted to what you do, and you've looked after them during this pandemic as well. And I think it's really, really cool to see that now there's another campaign coming where Nando's wants to help people in need by collecting panic-bought tins of food and helping to redistribute them to children in South Africa. Tell me about where this comes from and what's behind it.
Yeah, I think, it's... To your point, it's season two of an objective or an approach that we agreed on at the beginning of the pandemic, which, can you believe it, is basically sure. This time last year. Mm. There was a lot that we didn't know at that time. There's a lot that we, as a business, needed to turn off. So we had to turn off the grills. You know, at lockdown level five, we had to turn off the lights in some circumstances. We had to turn off a lot of our plans and our marketing activities that we had on the cards. So there was a lot that we didn't know. We didn't know how much, what this was going to do in terms of the business and cash flow. But the one thing that we were never going to turn off was being an active part of what South Africans were thinking, feeling, and believing. And I think, you know, that's something that Nando's has built its reputation on over the last 30 years. So whether that be, you know, how we talk with people on our social platforms and really empathize with, you know, how we were all feeling as the various stages of lockdown took shape. Or on the other side of the spectrum, as a food brand, look at where we can get involved to, help tackle the very real problem of hunger relief. And I think the pandemic has basically ignited that problem.
Just tell me quickly what, you know, because obviously this time last year we were panic buying. People were, do you remember the toilet paper situation and how people were running around trying to squeeze toilet paper out of everywhere? And now you might be sitting with shelves full of, as you call it, panic bought food. Tell me how we can donate and where it goes to and how you guys are managing this, just so that we can have some idea of what the process is, because people aren't going to pitch up at a Nando's unless they're sure they can give the stuff to you and they know that it's at the right place and so on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the apocalypse was about to hit, right? So our pantries were loaded with pilchards and beans and anything that wasn't going to expire over the next, 3 years. Now I think, and that's largely where the insight of the campaign was, is that, you know, now we are providing an actual use case for those tins. And it's a mechanic or an idea that I think where everybody wins, right? So, The essential, you know, the literal takeout of the campaign is that we want your tins, we want your food because we know a few people that could really use them. Mm. And so if you using the Nando's online platform or the app, if you place an order, you are able to select the fact that you want to donate a tin, whether you're donating to the delivery driver or coming into one of our restaurants. We take that tin and we, in exchange, give you a free portion of chips.
Awesome.
So, you know, you win there. And we then, you know, collect all these tins that we gather and we're working with partners to distribute that to early childhood development. So preschools around the country that are in absolute need at the moment. Yeah. So that's the basic premise of it.
So I love it. It's called Tin for Chips, right? Tin for Chips.
As literal as we can get, yeah.
Beautiful. Well, I mean, who wouldn't want to exchange some horrible tin of something, which most of us are not going to get to anyway, for some nice fresh chips from Nando's? So go along and be a part of this. It sounds terrific. And you can obviously help. I like the fact that you can do this online as well. It's not just something that you have to be in person to do. And you could participate by ordering through the Nando's mobile app or online for delivery or collection curbside as well. You can mix peri-peri with pilchards and chicken with peaches as we put all the can in South African. I love it to pieces. Well done, guys. Again, leading the way. So thank you, Darren.
Thanks, Garrett. No, appreciate it. Appreciate the support.
Yeah, always good to check in with Nando's. Of course, they've been a part of the Burning Platform, and there you had some very optimistic and positive news from Frans Cronier and from Lito Ntoba just now. And we finish it off with Darren giving us another reason to be pleased to be South African. Despite all the craziness happening in this country, nowhere else we'd rather be. Darren, thanks so much. Good to see you.
Absolutely.
Cheers. CliffCentral.com.